Yes.
And yes. Hello.
Buenos dias.
Welcome Puerto back. Buenos dias.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
Where have you been, sir?
To Oregon. You ever been to Oregon?
I've been
As
to
they say in Michigan?
Oregon.
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 Oregon. Oregon.
I don't know how you say it.
Welcome to Oregon.
Cleveland rocks. Portland. Something. What does Portland do?
Keep it weird.
Keep it weird. Yeah, they tried to steal that from Austin.
They did. It is a weird town, as I've heard people say. And we're glad to have you back.
So, this is a rewind edition of Film Spotting? No.
Peas in a Podcast.
Peas in a Podcast. That's
I'm
right.
Wyatt.
And I'm his wife and lovely companion.
The beauty in this relationship.
That's right.
So, we just took off and did the 3-hour tour down south to the downstate.
The Rose City.
Rose City. Also, Rose City. Do you know another famous Rose City in the world? Jackson,
Pasadena?
Michigan.
Oh, Jackson.
You're my Rose Queen.
I didn't know that was the
Pasadena.
Rose City. I was thinking where they had the Rose Parade.
Yeah, Jackson is Rose City.
Interesting. I don't remember ever seeing a Rose there.
Rose City Motors.
You have a Rose Queen? I didn't know they had a festival. Man.
Yeah. It's
Jackson.
It's a peach.
Most underrated city in the world, right?
Yeah,
according to
Forbes. As I've heard. I've never actually seen that article.
I know. That's funny.
So, we'll see. Keeping it real. So, yes, let's get into it.
Get into it.
Tracy and I decided to take a little ride in the Ichiban.
Ichiban,
down the five. Cruising down the five, like a famous song.
No buckets this time, so it was smooth sailing.
We didn't kick the bucket this time. And
we didn't get any traffic on the way there. It was beautiful.
Yeah, it was great, unlike the way back.
It's lovely.
Everyone in Seattle went away for Memorial Day weekend.
Apparently pulling grills on the back of their truck, not in the front.
So, we were going to go to Vancouver. Didn't work out this time. It's coming.
Yeah, we're bargain hunters, man.
Expect the podcast soon.
We will not take a hotel unless it's below $50 and it normally costs.
And three
over
stars.
$100. I have to get over half price off. I think we got 75% off, which is pretty sweet.
Yeah, well,
Priceline still works for the few and the far betweens.
Every once in a while,
we've gotten
a dumpster
one.
Dive and we find one.
Dumpster diving.
Yeah. So what we did is we Priceline'd a hotel in Portland.
The week of
Memorial Day.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a pretty good deal at a Sheraton
down
by the airport PDX.
I'd recommend it if you can get it for Priceline prices. I wouldn't pay full value, but
yeah, it was an interesting hotel.
The pool and hot tub were up. We had an interesting eclectic mix of people in the hotel.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there was a humongous bar mitzvah going on, and the gospel choir from some local high school was showing up at the same time.
Yeah,
so the stereotypes were in full force.
Needless to say.
We did get to use the pool.
We did use the pool.
Before everybody else checked in.
Yeah, us and another couple, man. We beat everyone out. Yeah. I didn't mind them there, but we had 20
kids. I felt like I
needed
a yarmulke or dreadlocks just to fit in.
Yeah, we were...
Probably not both at the same time.
We were minorities, for sure.
Yeah. But it was okay. It was a nice little hotel.
It was nice.
Like a 3-story
deal. It was renovated this year, I believe. Brand new beds and everything.
Well,
so
we got the discount because, allegedly, the pool was closed. But
that's
just
what I think, yeah.
As we showed up. So it was a score for us. So, yeah, we drove down there. And what did we do?
Well, we rolled into town about lunchtime.
Yeah.
We hit up Penchebe, I think. Pampchibe, Pamibach? I don't know. Look it up. Cuban food
Cuban
in Portland,
restaurant.
Which there's not only probably one place. But it was solid. We only got brunch, which was unfortunate because I was looking forward to more of a lunchtime meal. But
yeah, I had a Cuban sandwich. You had the
cubano, which was yummy.
Sandwicho cubano, something like that. Mm-hmm. Which I, you know, tactfully ordered as a Cuban sandwich, and he's like, "Sandwicho cubano," and I'm like, "Yes."
And I had the huevos cubanos, which were lovely.
Yeah.
Frito.
My Cuban sandwich was excellent.
Huevos fritos. I put on some sofrito-like sauce and rice and beans, Cubano beans style, where it had some, like, beans and rice.
Rice and beans.
It had some meat in it. Plantanos.
How did you find that place?
It was one of the number one recommended restaurants in Portland on TripAdvisor, I want to say. I think TripAdvisor.
You know,
TripAdvisor's are solid.
Before I met Tracy, I was like, well, my general rule is I just don't go anywhere and go at home and find as I go. But now I realize I spend all my time looking for restaurants.
That's right.
And Tracy
Japan
is like,
Japan was a nightmare, man.
Tracy won't go anywhere without a guidebook. And you know what? She's showing me up. If you do a little bit of research, it saves you 10 times as much time.
That's right.
Driving in circles.
And we found some sweet stuff from my research, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
That's right.
Yeah. So, you know, the first thing we did after we had this excellent Cuban lunch deal on the east side of Portland.
Yeah, actually that part did remind me of Austin. It had sort of like the like old time stores with bright colors and.
Yeah. Yeah, it was interesting. It was
the city felt pretty flat to me compared to Seattle.
It was south of the 84 freeway around 21st. If you go about a mile south of, maybe not even a mile south of 84.
Don't ask me, I have no idea.
That's about the region of where this Cuban restaurant was on this diagonal street. I don't remember the name totally, but if you look for a Cuban restaurant in that area, you should be able to find it. Recommended. So after that, we decided we were still too early to check in their hotel, so
we were.
The Willamette Valley, surprisingly, is only like
Willamette,
15 minutes away.
Yeah, which also I got from my guidebook. Oh, this is another tip. If you're going somewhere, go online and go to the travel visitor's guide for that state or city, and they'll send you one for free. And they're really decent. Especially if you're going to Oregon, they send you like 20 different guides.
I think we've got a new guide in the mail every day.
We did. So I went crazy when we first moved here and ordered like a bunch of different states I wanted to go to as travel guides to check them out. And they're decent. I mean, save your money on Lonely Planet if you're just going for a few days, you know, and get one of these guys.
Yeah, we tend to buy Lonely Planet Farmers kind of books that are like from like 4 years ago.
And the restaurants are closed.
A lot of the restaurants are closed. Which
is
too bad.
It's too bad. We have some fun looking for them.
So call ahead if you do that.
But anyway, so we found out the Willamette Valley was 20 minutes away or so, 15 minutes away from my travel guide I got for free.
Yep, so we drove down there in Ichiban, which is our little white accord. We named it.
I came up with the name.
Yeah, it means number one in Japanese, which is
It's our first
funny.
Car together.
It's one of the first words we learned
and,
in Japanese.
And the accord is the number one car.
Yeah, Ichiban. So Ichiban escorted us down swing by a couple interesting
vineyards.
There's wine tastings at a number of vineyards. I guess
there
Dundee
was a lot.
Has all the good ones.
Yeah, Dundee.
But
traffic
was a
jam was just ridiculous.
So we stopped at the Duck Pond, which I would pass the Duck
Alan
Pond.
Has forewarned us to not go to critter wine places. And the first place we go, if we told him... If I'm going to be back in Chicago, so if I have a chance, I should stop by and be like, we were out in Portland and we went to the Duck Pond.
In the Willamette Valley. And there he's going to be like, what?
I know, because he loves,
get out of my
he
store.
Loves Orpinos. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, so you get the
it's
idea.
It's a lower-end winery.
So scratch that and go back to the Recht Vineyard owned by A to Z, and that was our second stop.
That was the second stop, but it was before the Duck Pond, so don't get confused.
Yeah, it's on the way in.
We just didn't venture into the
Well, all the
craziness.
Good ones are allegedly in Dundee, around
allegedly.
Dundee.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit further, and if you go on a nice day, it's going to be backed up.
But Rex Hill?
Yeah.
Rex Hill, right? Yeah,
it was nice.
They had a beautiful tasting. I thought it was just Well done.
It was like $10, and so you taste five wines.
Seven.
Seven wines.
We got seven wines.
And each one, they give you just a little sip of
yeah,
them.
Yeah, they have the capper on the bottle, so you're not getting very much.
2 ounces or 2 ounces pour,
I think,
for
usually.
Each one. So, but like all the wines are like normally like $45 for the bottle. So you get to taste all seven different wines that are really expensive.
It'll save you thousands, as our grocer at Safeway told us.
Yeah, we got in some random conversation about it with the grocer at Safeway. He was a pretty smart
guy. He was
actually.
A smart guy. He was on point.
Really friendly. He was one step ahead of me because
I
wasn't paying attention.
He was about 60-something, I would say. But he knew all about the wineries.
Yeah, well, you're not going to walk into these places and get free wine.
Yeah, unless you do the tour, which they weren't offering this weekend because it was a special deal.
Yeah, if you do that...
If you do the tour, you usually get three to four tastings.
Yeah, but they're going to be like really basic budget
yeah, they're cheap
wines. They're not going to be nice wines. So
the point is to taste expensive wine that you may or may not buy.
Yeah, so I think that's probably fair. If you can go to like one of these places, you can go to two vineyards, spend $20, you know, $10 in each one. You just go to one too. If you
can just
a good
go to one. You can check them out.
Just go to a good one.
I wanted to see the grapes and pick them off the vines, but it wasn't quite the season.
Yeah, we found out today that we live 5 minutes and 5 miles from Saint Michelle, which is a humongous vineyard.
It's really funny.
And we didn't even know it.
We've driven around it like a bunch of times.
Yeah,
we've been there, but we went there when we were staying here in Seattle. So
yeah, they have like peacocks, free roaming.
Yeah, the free roaming peacocks are pretty sweet.
It's so pretentious.
It's super pretentious.
You know, occasionally I think they have free tastings and stuff. But
they do have free tastings, like today. But anyway, back to Portland.
So we love the Willamette Valley.
Yeah, they had this beautiful idea too, which I'll share with the when you walk in. They had like 20 or so glasses around a round table, and they had different spices and chocolate and herbs, and you could smell each glass, so that way you could get an idea of those smells.
Like chives and mushrooms,
chocolate,
and rat poop, and
they had beef jerky, which totally grossified me because I didn't realize it was beef jerky till I smelled it, and then I was like, I hope I never taste that in wine.
Because the idea is, it doesn't. If you say it tastes like grapes,
because you know you aren't pretentious enough unless you sniff, you swirl your wine glass at the tasting, stick your nose as far down as you can, and be like, gooseberries. That's what you have to say.
Yeah. Snozzberries tastes like snozzberries.
But it's amazing, like, the glass really intensified the flavors of those things. So that's what happens with wine, too.
Yeah, I guess the right kind of glass makes all the difference, too. I don't know.
So I thought that was a pretty good idea. If you ever have a tasting party or something, I would recommend doing that just to make it a little more interesting.
It's fun. There's basically no possibility of abuse in any sense because they give you so little. They even got little caps on the wines.
Yeah, they have caps, so they're compliant.
It's really all about selling the expensive wines. But, you know, if you just want to get like a little bit of an idea of what it's like, it's kind of fun.
It's fun, yeah.
Plus, you can see the vineyard in the background.
The vineyard's beautiful. It was a perfect day for it.
It's not like the real vineyard. I mean, that one looked like they used that vineyard.
Yeah, they actually use that vineyard.
They tend to plant vineyards around these places just so you get the feeling of like you're in the vineyard.
Well,
but I think most of the vineyards are like spread out throughout the nation.
Yeah.
One of the persons said, okay, they tend to blend like 17 different vineyards into one bottle of wine, and then they pick the best three or so and then make that in the expensive bottles. So there's like this idea of blending. And you had mentioned like trying to blend bad wine into
good wine.
Well,
that's what Charles Schott is.
Yeah, Two Buck Chuck.
Two Buck Chuck, man, that stuff's not bad. He blends it out.
Keeps Trader Joe's in business, I think.
I really do.
Yeah.
That's Trader Joe's secret. Aside from having wonderfully priced.
So anyways, we really didn't spend that much time in Willamette Valley because, you know.
No, we were only there for
in an
hour maybe. Because we didn't want to hit traffic. I wasn't in the mood to wait in traffic to go to another vineyard that's not much different.
We're definitely not wine experts.
They're not winos.
To go to all these. I mean, it was backed up forever.
And I basically wanted to see the vineyards with the grapes and...
Well, I was thinking, like, having the wine country there, I think they get more sun in that area. It's hard to say.
Yeah, the valley.
I think Portland gets a lot of rain.
They're more of a sun shadow.
But that valley there, like, I just kind of was curious how the culture is affected by having all those vineyards in that area.
That's what I was talking about, too.
I mean, people probably drink wine, more like France or something. I guess they would probably drink wine where... I don't remember people knowing anything about wine in Michigan. You go by
Michigan
Meyer.
Has its wineries, though.
Yeah. Texas has wine.
Iowa has its wineries, too.
Texas wine, I think, is pretty good.
We had the Texas wine. It was
not
good.
On our honeymoon, yeah. It was not good. Strike that.
Strike that and reverse
so
it.
So we hauled out of there.
I've had Idaho wine.
We paid gas today down there for like $3.85, and it was a bargain.
It was a bargain.
Considering it's $4.22.
That was in the
valley.
That was in the
valley.
Yeah, $4.22. That's enough said about
heard.
That.
Yeah, especially when it was like $2.22 last year.
Let's move along, or else we're going to be in here forever.
Right. So we're back to Portland.
Back to
and
Portland.
Stage two was this awesome happy hour that you found in Central Park.
Yeah, this was total. This it was Central. Yeah, Central Park.
I call it Central
Portland
Park.
Actually has a lot of green area because yeah. It's a green city. Everything's run on biodiesel, and they have a tram with, or a gondola, which now is like public transportation, which we didn't take. It wasn't really a good day for it.
It didn't really go down to where we
yeah.
wanted to go. Tracy was really
they
excited
had this,
about it.
They had this ridiculous picture of it in the Oregon Travel magazine where you're like in the clouds and you see Mount Hood in the background, yeah. And it just is like, oh, why wouldn't you do that? But then when you're there, it's like, that's not really possible because Mount Hood is chilling today. So, anyway, there's this huge pork. I'm on puerco today because we ate at some Mexican
we
place.
We did have pork for lunch.
Puerco. Picadillo, man. I'm totally lost.
Pork tacos?
Yeah. There's this park that runs, like, all the way through Portland downtown. Like, you could probably walk the downtown
through a park.
Look, the promenade
with statues in it. And
yeah.
It has
and it was a
trees.
Beautiful day, so you had everyone out. You had these punk kids out with crazy tattoos and hair and weird bicyclers and hacky yeah. sackers. And
we walked down on Sunday too, and there was a guy and playing a cello.
Oh, he was good.
And people were sitting in the grass listening to him.
Yeah, he was doing good.
The university's
right there.
And the art museum's right there.
Yeah,
and
this is pretty much the university district where we went for the happy hour, so I highly recommend that area.
It was really nice.
It was beautiful. Yeah, I would love to walk there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I would highly recommend, you know,
it's
downtown
Lincoln Park in Chicago.
Portland, down by the mm-hmm. Art Museum and the University District. Just go for a walk up and down that promenade and see what you see. And then walk over to South Park. On the north western corner of that park.
Yeah.
As you're getting close to the downtown.
It's probably an average-priced, upscale seafood restaurant, but it also has its own wine bar.
Which is separate
and
on the side.
Go to the wine bar for happy hour, 3 to 6 every single day of the week.
Yeah.
Which was a surprise because usually they aren't that generous.
It was good.
I think partially because of its location, it's a little bit out of the way. So maybe it's not just, really just out of the enough. Way, but if you live there, you wouldn't stumble upon it.
Yeah. That's
unless
true.
You've looked online, which I came upon. And they have our beauties.
Yep. The oysters.
We had some nice waitresses and waiters there. I really liked them. I thought they were really...
Yeah, they were nice to us.
They were nice to us.
So the deal is 6 oysters on the half shell, raw, alive, and a glass of champagne for $10.
Well, $4 for the champagne per glass, and it's a generous... Actually, it was Prosecco, but it was a very generous glass of... Normally an $8 glass for $4, and you get oysters, which are normally $12 there for $6.
Right, so it was like half off.
And besides the fact that it's Portland and the oysters were already way marked down, because we got Kumamoto, which are usually $16 probably for a half dozen at least, maybe more.
They were good.
They were darn good.
And we got different oysters
I couldn't
every
believe
time.
It when we got those, because I was like, wow, I can't believe they're giving this at happy hour.
Yeah. So we've been on an oyster kick lately, because oysters are so good.
They are so good.
They're like heaven.
We're thinking about shucking them from the Chinese, or the Japanese store, because they're pretty cheap there. But we have
they're
to
about
figure
a
out.
Buck a piece or something. Like
no,
that.
$7.99 for a dozen.
Oh, wow. Yeah, but they're dangerous because you have to get the oyster glove.
Yeah, I've watched it
you
on YouTube a few
knife.
Times.
I don't know about you with those knives and those oysters. Is it
yeah, I tend to cut my wrists.
She's dangerous with a knife. She's never cut her wrist.
I don't.
Before,
I'm totally
like,
joking.
Bad joke. That was me. Just kidding.
So anyway, yeah, we got. All kinds of different oysters, Pacific,
yeah, like
mostly
four,
Pacific,
five,
but I mean, I'm a fan
kinds.
Of Pacific oysters.
Yeah, and just a taste of champagne. It was fun.
And it was, they have a little outside area. It's like a European, like you feel a little bit like you're in Europe because you're by the park and you're out in the little tables. It just felt a little bit like Europe, which was nice.
Yeah,
and the
nice.
Inside was nice too, but
and it's close
sunny,
to the downtown.
Sit outside.
So downtown Portland, I'm talking about west of the
river. They also have
an
artisan cheese plate, which I didn't try, but it
yeah,
looked darn good.
Yeah, they have a sangria and cheese plate, which would be a good.
It's a good deal if you don't like oysters. So
you know, we
I
just went to the
it either,
Valley.
Either way.
We love oysters, so.
And it's tax free, so I've already been on that rant on Canyon, yeah. Cannon Beach.
No
Cannon Beach.
No taxes in Portland.
Okay.
Yeah, so after that, it was, you know, we walked through the park, which was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, looked at the Lincoln statue looking down on us and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But if you keep going north from South Park, there's like an amphitheater and the downtown main drag that runs east-west. Mm-hmm. It goes down
a lot
to
of
the
shops
water.
And restaurants.
Everybody was out. It kind of reminded me of Trafalgar Square in a really small
scale.
Yeah, compared to like London. It's just kind of like a... It's sunk down into the ground, and you can tell they could have
concerts
and stuff.
Yeah, that was nice.
There.
They
the
had some vendors out. I love out street vendors.
There's tons of places to eat around there. It seems like it'd be easy to find a restaurant down there.
Oh, yeah.
You had a hard time finding a cafe, surprisingly.
Surprisingly. Cafe, you mean coffee shop, but...
Yeah,
right.
not a bistro mm-hmm. or whatever, but somewhere just a
yeah, there
house.
Was not the abundance of Seattle there. It was more like Chicago, like, where in the heck can I find something that's not Starbucks?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much, which is kind of funny.
It is weird, because I thought Portland was... They have good coffee places, but not as many.
I just think of Portland as, like, Seattle 10 years ago, before the
landfill. Right, that's supposedly what it is, but...
But I guess not. It's different.
It is
it's
different.
It's more like Austin.
It is more like Austin. I would compare it to Austin.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know the music scene, but it probably is pretty cool.
I'm sure the music scene is good.
So we walked down to the lake, which is kind of cool, because there's all these really interesting bridges that go over the river.
Columbia River? Is that right? I'm probably wrong.
The Columbia River runs along the border, and then there's offshoot
that runs...
Oh, what's
the name of that river?
It runs down through the downtown.
Can't think of it
now. And I don't remember the name of it.
Yeah, I can't think of it.
Yeah. So we did that for a little while, and then we went off, and we did a lot of different things.
There's streetcar, cable cars that go through the town, too, if you don't have a car. I hear that some of them are free or very cheap. We didn't do that, but...
Yeah, so it's, I mean, I think there's trams that go to the airport, so you could probably even fly into the airport,
go
and
downtown.
Then take a tram,
yeah.
And not even have to rent a car without a problem.
Yeah,
you can walk
that's pretty
everywhere.
Sweet. So if you're just doing a weekend trip, I would maybe, well, probably not, because I'd want to do the other stuff. But.
So on Sunday, when we were driving to drive downtown, someone cut me off, and we ended up going on this detour, and we ended up going to the Rose Garden.
Right.
And... You know, after some details, we ended up eventually going to the Rose Garden, which is on the west side of Portland.
It's
in
Washington
in the
Park.
Area, in
there's
the
a bunch of museums and
it's kind of an interesting area that might
gardens.
Be worth going, like,
it's,
in the
a lot
summer.
Of towns have an area like that, like Vancouver has an area like that where all their museums are at.
May's not time to go because nothing's in bloom yet. You want to wait
well,
till summer.
Well, it's the end of May. The roses, I think, should have been in bloom, but whatever. Everything's late this year.
Yeah, that's true. Like, all the roads haven't
the tulips
melted
were late
the snow
when we went to see them.
Whatnot. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was kind of interesting. So anyways, you know, we went to a few more restaurants and we did the city thing. It was a lot of fun. We don't have to go into all the details about it.
Yeah.
But what we did do on Sunday, even though it was raining, is we
was
took
raining.
Another day trip.
We did.
Into the eastern
the
part.
Gorge. Portland is gorgeous.
It
as you might
gorgeous.
Say.
The Columbia River Gorge.
National Scenic Area.
It is very beautiful.
It is
unfortunately,
very
it was raining, though.
But yeah.
We had some reprieves.
It felt like a, you know, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. All of a sudden, you'd see a mountain sticking up to the clouds and be like, whoa.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was a mountain there.
Yeah, because there was some low fog, but there'd be breaks in the fogs, and you're like, oh, there's trees up in the sky, like flying overhead, because cliffs were so steep, but the fog was so thick you didn't know it. That was pretty interesting.
That was interesting. It gets a different... I'm sure it's beautiful on a sunny day, but it's beautiful anytime.
Yeah, well, it had just rained overnight, and everyone was all excited because there was a thunderstorm.
Which happens every 3 years or something.
Yeah, it was interesting, because if you look at the radar, the clouds are actually moving in the opposite direction, according to some instability in upper atmosphere. It's probably a UFO or something.
It was weird, though it was humid, which is unusual.
Yeah, so the clouds are moving towards the ocean, backtrack, just like they had passed us, and then they came back, and I think the double up had caused the thunderstorm. putting my meteorology aside, everyone was freaked out. We saw the clouds a little bit.
You did take a meteorology class, didn't you?
I did. At the University of Michigan.
Lovely. Just as much as your interpretive dance.
What? Yeah, so we went to the gorges, but there was one highlight, which we went to, called the Multnomah.
Multnomah, which you might have seen from pictures.
The Multnomah Falls, Portland, which were at high volume because it's melting snow and the thunderstorm had just come through.
This is about 30 minutes outside of Portland, so highly recommend perusing.
Yeah, if you don't have the stamina to do the five-hour round trip down to Dallas, then you can just go to Multnomah and then turn around.
Yeah.
It's like a two-tiered waterfall that has a bridge over the first tier. And we about got rained off off the bridge.
We did.
But it is beautiful. And there's several other waterfalls around there, too. Wakinama and some other ones. Horseshoe Falls or something
Like
that.
Yeah, Horsetail.
Yeah.
Horsetail was one of them. There was a horseshoe, too.
It was beautiful. I have some pictures of
it. So green. Yeah, super green.
Yeah.
And wet.
Freezing.
Reminded me of Banff, because when I was in Banff, it was always raining on me, and all the Japanese tourists are there. It just felt like a national park. It's not a national park without a bunch of Japanese tourists.
And it was free.
And free.
And despite the cost of gas, of course.
Right.
And there was tons of teenagers going crazy. Wah!
Yeah, that was unfortunate.
That was annoying. But apparently there's a lot of hiking trails around Multnomah.
Oh, yeah. I would have loved to do some more
hiking. You could hike from one waterfall to the other.
Better weather.
You could hike to the top of the falls. And these are big waterfalls.
Oh, yeah.
They're like supposedly second tallest in the West Coast, which is not true. Because the Yosemite Falls are way bigger.
It was something like year-round falls.
All right. There was some weird condition. we was over this like before that, with that tree.
It's like that tree.
That darn tree.
The largest of this particular varietal. Oh, wonderful. Like, no wonder I couldn't see it. Where the heck is this biggest tree ever? Yeah. Okay.
So... yeah. So any last words about Portland before we head out?
Let's see. What else did we do? I'm trying to remember if there's anything else noteworthy.
Well, we just kind of did up
there's
the town.
There's some breweries you can check out.
I think...
we would check out Widmer.
There. They got a German
restaurant.
The
beer's not the greatest, so I don't know if I'd recommend it, but...
yeah.
There's a lot of interesting places to check out, restaurants. I would give it a weekend. Maybe if you're going to do the whole wineries and the whole gorge, you could do a 5-day trip.
Yeah, definitely if you took it slow.
If you took it slow, it would be nice.
Get a Cuban sandwich in the meantime.
Well, you could, if you wanted to make it a longer trip, you could go to Cannon Beach from there, which is only 70 miles away.
Well, I hear that's a big trip from Seattle.
Portland is your base.
People go down to Cannon Beach, spend a little bit of time on the ocean, come back to Portland for half a day.
Do their school shopping, probably, because it's tax-free.
Yeah. Well, there's all these, like, mega marts right on the border of the river.
Outlet malls right on the border.
Yeah.
Genius.
And the 205, whatever, and the 5.
Ross Marshalls and Home Goods all in one strip mall.
Like, why are all these superstores here and there's nothing else around? And they're like, oh, I know why. Sales tax. No sales tax in Oregon. And there's no...
it's a lovely thing.
No estate tax or whatever, property tax or income tax.
In Washington. It's good for us.
So
right
all
now.
those smart people living in Vancouver, Washington, working in... Portland, is that
that's
right?
It's a lovely thing, yeah.
Yeah.
You wouldn't pay sales tax or income tax. Although if you bought a car, then you would have to pay, but whatever.
Oh, well. So we hightailed it out of there, and we're stuck in Memorial Day traffic all the way up.
Not too bad.
Yeah, it was okay.
A little bit.
We had a hard time finding one of those roadside coffee shops on the way home.
Yeah.
Surprisingly. You know, Portland just doesn't have the coffee
It doesn't have
fixation.
The coffee culture of Washington.
Yeah.
I was surprised at that. I
couldn't believe it.
Although the coast had it. The coast had a lot of those coffee places, so.
Yeah, maybe we just didn't look in the right spot.
I don't know what it was. The 5 just doesn't have a lot of culture, maybe.
Yeah. It was jammed up big time. We hauled back into Seattle. Seattle's definitely a much better city. It's just exorbitant.
Oh, yeah.
It's far more beautiful in Seattle, but Portland's an interesting town. So, yeah. I definitely think it's a nice visit. It's probably a nice place to live. But I think Seattle people tend to look down their nose at it.
That's my impression.
For not really any good reason.
It's just smaller.
They're just spoiled around here, I think.
Yeah, it's too spoiled.
It's just so beautiful. I mean, where we live, there's basically, you can see mountain peaks, white capped mountains, anywhere you look around us.
Mm-hmm.
And the ocean's here. There's humongous pine trees everywhere. It's just beautiful. I don't know. Anyways, that's another podcast for another day. And we made it back. Portland, 1 to 5 stars for a visit, for a 3-day visit.
3-day visit? Yeah, I'd give it 4 stars.
Yeah, I would say 4-star.
It's a good weekend trip.
Yeah.
It's got a lot.
Do it. Get her done. See you next time. Wyatt.
And his wife.
Adios.